Blog Talk Radio.
Another year of college football is around the corner. What is up, Big 12 Nation? We are back. Like, I'm not going to say the word that rhymes with it because it probably won't be a smart thing to say. Man, oh, man, I tried to just ease it off, guys, and just wait till the first week of the season, but I can't take it. I'm running errands, I'm working, and all you got on TV for college football is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Simps, people they pay to call in to sound like victims, and just a bunch of stuff that I just can't take seriously. Number one, because I live in the real world. Now, here's what a reporter said. Now, mind you, everything I say, take with a grain of salt. Also, everything I say, make sure, and I'm going to say it again, make sure you think about real-life situations and the things that you saw and the things that you know that have happened. Number one, this whole Urban Meyer thing. Excuse my language. I don't know if anybody listens to this in the car with their kids, but, you know, pardon my language. Let Urban Meyer's nuts hang, man. Like, enough is enough, okay? Enough is enough. As you guys saw me post on the page, he's not Zach Smith's babysitter. He is not his personal hold-his-hand buddy. He's a grown man. He's been given the opportunity of a lifetime, the Colts College Football at Ohio State University, to make six figures. The girl wants to come after the university and try and get some money, because she knows her money's been cut off. She did a stadium interview, and she claimed, oh, she paid for her money out of the divorce. Well, where did you get money from if you weren't working and your husband was a full-time assistant coach? Either you used credit cards or you used the money that he gave you. So, no, that wasn't your money. So why the hell would he pay his money from his salary, and he already pays you money every week to take care of the kids or for child support or whatever the divorce? And let's go over to this Zach Smith guy. This guy obviously didn't have it together, because the reason why it all blew up is because his ass is peeping through a window on some peeping Tom stuff, and then the neighbors called the cops, so he broke the restraining order. On the other side of it, guys, he broke the restraining order because he wanted to see his kids and whoever they usually meet up with to see the kids didn't show up, so he took it upon himself to see why the communication wasn't being met so he could see his kids. It's a whole bunch of sloppy, goofy high school nonsense that we don't need in the college football world. Now, they had some girl call up here about somebody on Paul Feinbaum's show who said that she was a sports writer from Maryland. She look, I don't give a damn who she covered and what she's done and all this other stuff. It's a bunch of bull crap to me. To me, what's important is the damn truth. What is the truth? When you're driving down the street, is it a pothole on the street or is it not? If it's a pothole, fix the damn pothole and go on. Not sit around and make 20 different assumptions about the pothole. It's a pothole. It's going to blow people's tire off, seal the pothole, and go on down the road and get on about your business. All this goofy stuff is just getting old. Also, I think it's funny how they say, oh, it's not ESPN. Yes, it is. You guys talk about the SEC, you kick the Big 12 down, you kick the Big 10 down, you kick the Pac-12 down, you kick everybody else down who has good college football. I remember one day these guys did on here and said, oh, these are the top 10 college football stadiums. They didn't name not one Big 12 stadium. You mean to tell me tailgating in Norman on a Saturday isn't fun? Anybody ever been to Morgantown, West Virginia? That place is insanely fun on a Saturday. Oklahoma State in Stillwater, it's a damn party on the Saturday or the night of a college football game. Texas Tech, all those people who are investing in season tickets. By the way, Cliff Kingsbury, you need to start winning. Those people are not too happy out there. You're winning, but you're not winning like they want to. They want the Mike Leach style winning. Anyway, all those people, all that oil money out in Texas Tech, TCU has a beautiful stadium in the middle of campus on Fort Worth. Baylor has a beautiful Christian alumni. Like, it's just so much fun things on a Saturday in the Big 12. And you're going to sit there and tell me, okay, you don't have to name all of them, but damn, even Iowa State is fun on Saturday. Like, everywhere is fun. Kansas, and that's not a diss, Iowa State, I'm just saying. Like, everywhere is fun in the Big 12. But for you to not even say Oklahoma or West Virginia, you're full of crap. these are the best places in college football. You couldn't even say Ohio State or Wisconsin. It's just all SEC. They just, man, get out of here with that crap. So I'm just tired of this. You know, maybe I'm just going to start going once a week when I just can't take it anymore, when all I want to do is beat a horse. Another thing they said that drove me crazy, a guy made a comment on one of my videos with Big 12 Nation. He said, well, it's his job to report it, this, this, and that. And I just said, you know what? If we're going to keep beating down this moral train, then it's everybody's job to report it. So the next time you drive down the street and you see two crackheads fighting and doing crazy stuff, or they're crossing, or somebody walking the middle of the highway, it's your job to call the police, not to say, oh, my God, did you see that, and keep on driving about your business. It's everybody's damn job to not enable stuff in society, not just football coaches at universities. And there's nothing being enabled except him making sure that woman and that man kept their way of living, even though they couldn't fix their damn marriage problems. That's the only enabling he did, was trying to make it work because the financial situation. You got three kids, and you have a job, and she doesn't have a job. So if he gets fired, then what's going to happen? So let it go as long as he could. Then he fired her when he broke the restraining order. Then on top of that, you want to go after the university and say the Ohio State University never reached out. Well, guess what? It's not Ohio State University's job to reach out to you. I'm sorry. Anybody else is, who has a if you work at Procter & Gamble, if you and your wife have a domestic dispute, it's not the CEO of Procter & Gamble's job to reach out to you. Y'all do your own thing at court. If they want to fire you from Procter & Gamble, they fire you. I'm tired of everybody trying to make everything so damn high and elevated when it comes to college football and college athletes. But we don't know what, like the stuff with it, just crazy stuff. Now, like the stuff where he was talking about he getting sex toys sent to, like, come on, man. Do you think we really give a damn about that when we listen to a college football show? Sex toys, like who, what the hell, man? Seriously, guys, excuse my language. Really? That's what we've gone down to, reporting people. Let's see what Paul Feinbaum, all the callers, all these people, let's see what they searched on the internet in the last 5 years. Let's see what they ordered online. You guys would be surprised. Guaranteed be surprised what those credit card numbers ran through. But they want to tell you about Zach Smith and Urban Meyer. So let's get to Big 12 Nation. Let's talk about Texas versus Maryland. I'm saying that they're still having competition with Ellinger and what's my man's name? Bushell out of Dallas, Fort Worth area. See, Texas, no matter how they do it, whether they want to rotate or it's just they're going to pick one quarterback, I see Texas winning this game, guys, probably 44-17, 42-17, with all the things that are going on in Maryland with their coach and all the nonsense. It's just a lot of nonsense going on, guys. So I see Texas taking advantage of this, going into the season with a little momentum swing and getting their revenge at Maryland. If they don't, people in Austin and alumni boosters and the fans around the state of Texas are going to have a heart attack, and it is not going to be pretty that Monday morning. So Texas win that game in College Park, Maryland, or it is going to be all you know what unleashed on Tom Herman and his coaching staff. So another big one, next one is the Oklahoma Sooners. They got a game versus Florida Atlantic. Expect Kyler Murray to put up big numbers, get the offense in rhythm, and then they get ready for their big Pac-12 showdown in the next week. So that one. And then the next one is Texas Tech versus Ole Miss. If Hugh Freeze was at the helm, guys, at Ole Miss, then I would say Texas Tech has something to worry about because they had great defense and explosive offense. Being that Matt Luke is there, he's a great guy, great coach, it's his dream job. However, I think Cliff Kingsbury and Texas Tech bring it. I think they bring it. They know what's online. They got the best linebacker back there. The kid from Last Chance U turned his life around. Has really gotten into church and other things as of late. So I honestly, Big 12 Nation, seeing Texas Tech winning this. I hope they don't prove me wrong. I'm not going to be one of those guys that is writing on Cliff Kingsbury's videos when they fire him. That really shocked me. I was watching the All Access video, guys, and somebody wrote, yeah, when they fired him, this, this, and that. I'm like, damn. Kind of ruthless. I mean, he hasn't done the greatest job. He hasn't been bad. I think he's been about mediocre. And I feel like I feel like Texas Tech is going to be mediocre until they can get a quarterback that they can stick with for 3 or 4 years. And as much as they pass the ball, that's fine. They got to get a running game. Clock control, clock control, clock control. If you score in 10 seconds, then that means that you're going to have your defense on the field for a long time. And if your defense is on the field for a short time and your offense is on, they're going to be right back on the field again because you're going to score in 5 seconds. So you have to find a running game with some type of clock control. It can be up pace. It can be speed. But y'all got to get some type of physicality. And then you can spread people out when you want to run the score, when you want to get a couple of extra scores. So this is my thoughts on that. But that versus Ole Miss should be a hell of a game. And those are really the only three games I wanted to cover in this episode, guys. I just wanted to go over three of them. And then I'll go over West Virginia's, Kansas State, and Kansas in the next episode. And we'll go Oklahoma State has a game next Thursday night. And then I'll go over TCU and obviously Baylor's opening games after that. But I just wanted to cover those three out of the 10 teams in Big 12 Nation. Just start off before week one gets here and just vent to you guys about the stupidity. And, you know, hopefully, guys, we can grow. Hopefully we can grow. Hopefully we can get a call-in show. And we don't have to listen to that stuff. And my thing is not to just always be opposite of what people say. And I thought it was funny because a writer from Baton Rouge said, I'm mad that Ed Orgeron didn't take the time to talk about domestic violence. Okay, guys, let me break this down for you. In 1979, when guys were coming home and beating on women, it was domestic violence. It was bad. In 2018, when we know that women are manipulating the system like the wide receiver that got kicked off, all of us know what happened. Here's exactly what happened. They got in a fight. They got in an argument. He kicked her out. He broke up with her. He got a new girlfriend, something like that. And she said, oh, I'll ruin your career because my meal ticket's gone or because I'm salty and I'm not going to get the same attention I got when I was dating a football player. So what I'll do is I'll turn you in for domestic violence because we know any allegation and accusation is considered guilt. Meanwhile, one of the main chicks who accused Harvey Weinstein was just caught trying to pay off an accuser of a guy, she's an underage kid she slept with. Ring a bell, guys? Does that click in your head, ladies and gentlemen? It's all one way or the other. I'm not one way or the other. Domestic violence is bad if somebody's getting abused. Domestic violence doesn't mean you get the karate kick, punch, slap, spit, and do all sorts of insane, crazy shit, excuse my language again, to a man, and then when he falcon slaps you, all of a sudden you're a victim. It doesn't mean you get to call him all type of names, say all type of hateful, disrespectful things, say this is why this person died, and do all type of mean stuff that you know is his trigger points, and then he actually snaps, and then you say domestic violence. And this is why I think it's crazy in society. When somebody picks at a dog, picks at a dog, picks at a cat, and it snaps and it bites, they say, oh, well, you were picking at it. Oh, but if you're a human being, no, you can't do that. You have to be okay. But then at the same time, if a dog bites somebody, the damn dog, then somebody sit around and say, well, why you didn't have to kill it? There was this pit bull on top of a woman in New York City, guys, and this is how bad shit crazy people are. A pit bull was on top of somebody in New York City and locked onto her arm, and the police shot it. And then the people yelled at him, you didn't have to kill him. Did you guys hear what I just said? Let me repeat again. He was locked onto her arm. Of some woman. The cop killed the dog, got him off of the person, and they had a problem with it. Let me tell you guys the difference between between dogs and human beings. If a human being hits you and you start bleeding, they can think whether they want to kill you or not, and they can stop. If your pit bull or a dog bites you and you start bleeding and you can't defend yourself anymore, their only instinct is to kill you. That's it. When they lock onto your arm, they lock on to kill you. They don't lock on to just let me hurt his arm and teach him a lesson. They lock on to kill you. It's an animal. So I'm really tired of these reporters and everybody saying this is the time. This is the time to speak up the truth. Do not start crap with people. Do not create unnecessary drama and problems for no reason, and do not turn around and play victim. I'm not going to go up and punch a 6'5" cop in the eye, and then the cop tase me or shoot my ass, and then expect the rest of the United States of America to feel sorry for me. It's called being dumb. It's called being stupid. I hope I'm never drunk and do anything that dumb or anything like that, but it's called, some things you just call flat out dumb and stupid. Everything isn't violence or abuse or anything else when you got somebody who's instigating. That's why there's a difference between an assault and a provoked assault. And usually provoked assaults are dropped down to disorderly conduct because somebody provoked you to do whatever you did. You didn't just willingly get up and be like, I'm going to hit somebody upside the head with a wrench pipe. They threw a brick at your car. They called you a slur. They did all type of stuff as to where you lost and said enough is enough. Big 12 Nation, I'm sorry for the irrational and drastic analogies, but I'm really sick and tired of the stupidity. I hope we can get our own call and show, and we can talk like adults and human beings and what goes on in reality in society, not a bunch of paid bullcrap people trying to sell you some bullcrap over at Paul Feinbaum's show on ESPN. I'm out.